AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're going to give you a big hand clap right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me this afternoon today. And of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Welcome in. I am so glad to be here today. And I just want to share with you some thoughts, some of the things that small businesses think about and what they're talking to me about, especially if they're a new business. I hear a lot about, I know how to do my job. I've been doing it for 20 years. But I don't know how to do it by working a business or how to do the business or run a business, how to manage the business, how to organize the business. Where do I start? These are some of the questions that I hear, some of the dilemmas, if you will, or some of the challenges that small businesses face. In fact, this week is really interesting. It's a great client I've been working with off and on for the last year and a half. And they were retiring and wanting to come into something new, wanted to get in the restaurant business. They love to cook. They have this skill. And she decided, I'm going to take some classes. I'm going to help myself get really into this business that I want to do, this exciting new world, this venture that I want to do. And now that I'm retired, I have the time to do it. And so we met this week and she says, you know what? I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to work that hard. And business is hard work. Running your business is hard work. That's the reality. Any aspect of business, it's hard work. If you're the entrepreneur, it's hard work. Now, there's some aspects, some industries or some models that may be less intensive than restaurants. Restaurants are hard work. Doing any kind of food services can be very intense. And so I laughed. And I thought, you know what? Congratulations. Welcome to entrepreneurship. Welcome to the world of all of these decisions and all of these things that you're going to have to do. But they really have this challenge with, how do I manage it? How do I organize it? How do I do the things that I really want to do? And this particular client, we chatted and was able to locate something else for her that would be less intensive that she's actually an expert in. And so, but still facing these challenges, business management. She says, hey, I'm in management in my career. I know management. Here's some skills that you need to have if you're thinking about starting a business. Number one, you're gonna have to have management skills. And even with those management skills, you're gonna have to develop them and train them and learn how you use those skills as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. Thing that you're gonna need leadership skills. And let me just tell you that even if you're in a leadership role, even if you're in a leadership role, that doesn't mean that you have developed leadership skills. In fact, this is going to hurt somebody out there. You might not be a leader. You may be a manager. Everyone has the capacity to lead. But that doesn't mean that you activate that leadership in you, and it's a skill, so you have to learn it. You have to learn. You know, people will say things like, especially we see this in sports, football, maybe at kids growing up in football and they're in high school and you got the team captain and it says, he's a natural born leader. Well, you're not a natural born leader. No one's a natural born leader. Everyone's born with the capacity to lead, with the ability to shape and develop leadership skills. They're skills. And so that young person may have had, and obviously have had, the influences in their life to have developed the skills that they're using to lead their team to championships. So I don't want you to think that managing a business, organizing, coordinating, leading are things that just fall into place. You have to learn how to be the right type of leader for your team. True story, I had a client. I guess I'm in a storytelling mode this afternoon. And this client needed a doctor. This client needed to hire a receptionist. I thought, great, I know someone who needs a job and they would be a great receptionist. Well, I connect them, she gets hired. A couple of days later, I get a phone call and this young lady's in tears. I'm like, what happened? What happened? And she shares that the business owner, doctor, just making a point, this is a doctor, she threw a table at me. I'm like, what? Or a chair, something. And so, and I suppose they probably pushed it across near or whatever. But the bottom line is, as an entrepreneur, just in case you don't know, just in case, you don't get to throw furniture at your employees. It's just, you just don't get to do that. So, and I'm like, I'm the one who connected them. Leadership, just because you're in a leadership role does not mean that you're a leader. And it's a skill. Leaders, great leaders, ignite the best in you. They help cultivate what's in you to help participate in the team, participate on the project, and be the best version of what you need to be to help that project or that business to be the success that it needs to be. So, that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about leadership. We're going to talk a little bit about management. But the first thing that I want to do with you savvy folks out there is how was business management defined? I like definitions. I like words. I like understanding. I like in all my getting, I want to get understanding. And so business management in its purest form of definition is the process of coordinating and organizing business operations and activities. That's it. That is business management 101. You are taking your business management skills and you're taking your ability to process, coordinate, organize, and operate, organizing the business operations and activities. What are the activities? everything that needs to be done in the business to create profitability and sustainability in the business. So if I ask you what your business model is, you should be able to tell me, because your business model is how you make money. It is how you profit. And in your business model, and if you've ever done a business model canvas, it's going to ask you in one of those panels, there's 9 panels, and it's going to ask you, what are your overarching key activities? And you need to think about that. That's not your everyday, day-to-day. It's overarching. What is going to help me be profitable? So that's part of understanding your business model. Leadership. What is leadership? How is leadership defined? What are leadership skills? And I've been around a lot of leaders, a lot of bad leaders, just horrible, insecure about who they are, bullies. You've got so many bullies in the workplace today, it's just ridiculous. You as a leader have to be confident in your ability to lead. And you should not need tactics, manipulative tactics, bullying tactics, lying, cheating, orchestrating drama to have dominion in your workplace. And that word dominion is not a bad word. It's just domain. It's being able to manage the domain that you're given. And if you are doing that by fear and intimidation and threats, then you are not a leader. You might be in a leadership position, but you are not a leader. You're a bully. And so leadership is a process of social influence. It maximizes the efforts of others. Towards what? This is Forbes' definition, by the way. Towards the achievement of a goal. That's what leadership is. And so how do you, social influence, just those two words are so awesome, which means that social has this connotation of we're getting along, right? There's some goodness around that word. I'm going to talk more when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are live in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, around the world. iHeartRadio listeners, we are glad you made it. Streaming listeners, glad you made it this afternoon. So we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about management of your business, small businesses, leadership, skills. These are skills. These are not innate that you're just born and boom, I'm a great leader. No, boom, you're not a great leader. You're going to develop those skills. And here's another definition. I left the last segment with Forbes' definition, but here's a definition from Indeed I like. Leadership skills are skills you use when organizing other people to reach a shared goal. Whether you're in a management position or leading a project, leadership skills require you to motivate others, look at that, to complete a series of tasks, often according to a schedule. This is what you're doing when you're running your business, when you're leading your business. You're not throwing objects at your employees. You're not, if you are a professional and you are working at some organization and you are in a leadership position, and again, I'll say this again, leadership positions, management positions are positions. And I like to say, managing is managing things. You don't manage people. You lead people. I know we like to say, you know, I manage 100 people. I manage 500 people. No, you don't manage. You manage your checkbook. You lead people. When you lead people, motivate people, you inspire them to help achieve the goals of the company, the organization, the mission, the vision, right? Why are you in business? And that's important. So here are some things to think about if you're thinking about being a small business owner, you're thinking about making that shift, or you want to leave your position. Think about how do you, these are some of the first, I guess I want to say, some of the first things that you need to think about. Choose, how are you going to choose to set up your business? What's your organizational structure going to look like? Oftentimes, businesses will set up as an LLC. And I says, hey, why did you set up as an LLC? They're like, I don't know. I wanted to limit my, they're the only member of the LLC. I wanted to limit my risk. I said, well, do you have any other members? Are you the only LLC member? Yes. Your risk is 100% of everything that you put in. It's not part of anything because you have no other partners, right? And so do they need to set up as an LLC? You have to think about those things. Should you be a C Corp? Should you just be a sole proprietorship with some strong insurance of errors and omissions around your business? These are the kind of things that you're going to manage and that you're going to think about. You're going to think about writing your business plan. How to build a solid infrastructure and foundation of processes to operate the business. You have to think about, what are your process flows? Are you doing any process flow charts? When someone comes to your website, what are they going to do first? If they engage your business, how does that flow out? How do they get from that first click onto your website and they want to purchase some item? What's your flow? What does that look like? Have you diagrammed any of that? Coach Margaret, it doesn't take all that. Ask Apple. That's a multi-trillion-dollar company. If it matters. Of course it matters. Managing your finances. Remember, you manage your checkbook. You don't manage people, you lead people. Manage the operation and production, manage the marketing. Leading your team. What do your team think about you? If you really want to know what kind of leader you are, ask your team. They know. I guarantee you, they know. I was working with someone, and both of us in leadership roles in the organization. And it's by far one of the worst experiences I've ever had in my life as a professional. Oh my gosh, this was out of college. It's one of the worst experiences. Just amazed at how these people in leadership roles were insecure in their roles. And I was the threat. I wasn't really, that was their own insecurities. And so how did I decide to, and how did I decide to engage and make sure that I maintained my truth, right? Who I am as a leader. And we have to be careful about this because we have so much going on in our communities, in our workplaces. We've got all kinds of workplace violence, all kinds of things going on because you have people who are in leadership roles bullying employees and they want you to take it. And it's not okay. And it's not okay in a small business. It's not okay in a large corporation. It's not okay if you are the CEO of a Fortune 1000 company. It's never okay. I do believe that you reap what you sow. Somewhere down the line, the universe or whatever you want to call it, wherever you're at. But amazed, and this is what leaders do when they're faced with engaging people who struggle with who they are, is you never change your character because someone else's character is wrong. You maintain your character. You don't pivot from that. I've got to go to a commercial break. And if you are wanting to hang on right here, we're going to keep it going, keep it moving. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW. We're talking about what entrepreneurs are thinking about and going through when they decide to run a business. And I'm focusing on managing the business and your leadership skills. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a great second segment. And this is worth repeating that if you are faced with difficult people in leadership roles, and I'll say this for whether you're a business owner or you're working in an organization, you've got leaders, you've got people in leadership roles that can't handle it, that are bullies, that are hurting people in their positions. Leaders lead with grace. They pull the best out of you. And if you're facing a manager or someone in a leadership role, manage is not managing people. You manage things, you manage operations, you manage your checkbook. When you try to manage people, it does not work because you don't manage people, you lead people. And so when you find yourself in that situation, in whatever position you're in, you may be in a leadership role yourself, and you're probably a great leader. Don't let someone else's poor ability to interact with you, because they're not interacting with you as leaders, to change your character. Keep your character intact. Do the right thing. Take the high road. There's other ways to respond in a healthy way, and that may be legal action. And I would recommend something like that rather than people getting wounded in the workplace. There's a lot of bad things happening out there, and I want you to really take me seriously on this. If you're being hurt in the workplace and you're being mistreated and abused, do your homework or send me an email and I will send you some resources that you can address with attorneys that can help you in that situation. It is not okay to abuse people in the workplace. So that being said, let's get back to operations and production and managing and all of that. So managing and operating a business plan is not enough. And you hear me harp a lot about the business plan. The business plan is the beginning of many other plans. The process is design thinking and process flows. So get used to the idea that planning never stops. Examining your business and its performance never stops. Learning how to keep your customers satisfied never stops. Small businesses, micro businesses, when starting out, often wear all of the hats, they're wearing all of these 15 hats, and it's overwhelming. But managed systems and process can eliminate a lot of the stresses of running and operating a small business. The infrastructure and foundation that are put in place by stopping and working on your business versus, you have to stop and sometimes and work on your business. You have to do that. There has to be a balance in that versus working in your business is a big payoff over time. I'll say that again. The infrastructure and foundations that are put in place when you stop to take that time and working on your business versus working in your business where you're creating revenue and all of that is a big payoff over time. I've got to go to another commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be into our Small Business Concierge segment, which I love. AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of this show, my favorite segment. This is where we connect with our small businesses. We connect with the Small Business Concierge magazine, the Small Business Concierge digital catalog, where you can direct sell. And so we're excited about that. But before I get back into what I was talking about, and I'll give you a little bit more about what we've got going on at Small Business Concierge, but I have a guest here, Numbia Aziz, author, entrepreneur, small business owner, really excited. Had her on the show back in February during Black History Month. And she has an event that is coming up with her business, Gentlemen Health and Wellness. And so we're going to give her an opportunity to share about her event and give you an opportunity to attend. Numbia, how are you?
Great. And you're having me.
I'm fantastic. So tell us about this event that you're doing.
Well, this event came together. It's a straight community private partnership collaboration. So these are all private people, and we're highlighting, of course, April is a Men's Health Month, and it's National Men's Health Appreciation and Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. So we're working with the health professionals, which is Anthem Blue Cross, El Camino Hospital, and Santa Clara County Public Health Department. So we're highlighting the men leaders, which is Tony Alexander, which is the co-creator with APIR. He's a grocery unions person. We have the Sleep to Live Well Foundation, which is our fiscal sponsor, which is Dr. Roger Washington. We have Dr. Edward Cartman, urology with El Camino Hospital. Dr. Neil Scott, cardiovascular with El Camino Hospital, the key speaker. Dr. Charles Winden with UCSF, neurology and Alzheimer's, and Khalil Macklin of Anthem Blue Cross, outreach specialist. And that's what, and I mentioned all the men because it's for men and want to highlight the men and because they're out here and we have to make sure that we keep our community live and for the women that love them.
Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome, Numbia. So this is Black Men's Wellness Health Equity Summit, Saturday, April 29th, African American Community Service Agency. So that's where it's going to be located, 304 North 6th Street, San Jose, California. It is free, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So they're going to have workshops. They're going to have free screenings and information, cholesterol, blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks, sleep health, CPR training, and so much more. So you can go out to, now they can go out to Eventbrite and sign up. Is that correct, Numbia?
Yes, we'll have healthcare and massage therapists and the San Jose Black firefighters will be there doing the health screens. They're online to come out. So it's really a community event. So yes.
So,
and also, I'm sorry, Antioch Baptist Church. So to be at both locations, they're across the street from each other. So we'll have to utilize both spaces. Yes.
Well, that's awesome. So you can go out to Eventbrite and look it up. So what's the best keywords for our audience to look up your event on Eventbrite?
You know, I did it myself. Thanks for saying that. I put in Black Men's Wellness, Health Equity, San Jose, and it came right
up. There you go. There you go. Black Men's Wellness Health Equity Summit, Saturday, April 29th, 2023. Again, that's going to be at the African American Community Service Agency, 304 North 6th Street, San Jose, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get a hold of these opportunities. Go out, get your health checked out. Numbia, thank you for tuning in and sharing your event with us. And we look forward to you having a great success on your event.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So this is what we do as Small Business Concierge. We want to be a support to small businesses. We want to make sure that we're highlighting these businesses that are in our communities that you should know about. And so Numbia is a fantastic business owner. She is helping men over 60 in their health, gentlemen health and wellness. You can go out to her website and check things out and get any of her services out there. So let's get back to our talk. Let's get back to what we are focusing on today. So, managing, operating, coordinating, leading. I mentioned earlier with your businesses, the process flow. This is something that I rarely see small businesses taking the time to do. And your supply chain, manufacturers are really good at doing this, but not so much. When you're manufacturing something, you better know your supply chain. You better know what's going on. And so here's a quote. Supply chain design is designing a firm supply chain to meet the competitive priorities of the firm's operation strategy. The firm's operations strategy. And when you understand your process flow, how are you getting the resources and the materials or whatever you need to get your product or service to market? How much is it costing you? Can you get a better price somewhere? Can you improve that supply chain? You have to think about those things. This is what you have to do as a small business owner. I've got to get out of this segment. They're pushing me on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, here in Silicon Valley Bay Area. We are live and around the world. Hope you're having a great day. We've been talking a little bit about, there's so much that we could talk about when it comes to business ownership, managing, operating, leading your business. And this synopsis, and if you want to learn more, by the way, I'll be teaching this in depth with the San Mateo Small Business Development Center in May. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will get you connected. It's a free event for you to attend, and I will take you a little bit deeper. I'm going to take you a little bit deeper. But before we go, a couple other things that you need to think about when you're managing and getting into business, becoming an entrepreneur, becoming a small business owner. We talked a little bit about your process flow, your supply chain, managing that process flow, the importance of that process. But you also, and let me just give you this point. At the end of the day, all businesses require process flows, supply chains, managing inputs, outputs, supplies, applications, resources, customer experiences, outcomes, administration, finances, regardless of the industry, including the service industry. I'm a service industry gal, like business consultants and coaches. We are not doing it alone. We have to have processes. We have to have flows. We have to have efficiencies to ensure that our business is moving in the right direction. These are the building blocks of businesses growing from small businesses to big small businesses to mid-sized businesses to, these are some of the building blocks. You're going to have to manage the finances. You're going to have to decide on what kind of system do you want. Do you want an accrual-based accounting system? Do you want a cash-based accounting system? Coach, what's the difference? Cash in hand. You're recording it. You get that cash in hand. I made a sale and I got the cash in hand. The accrual based is I got the contract, but I don't have the cash in hand. And these are accounting methods. So you can, your accounting, get your great bookkeeper that can help you with accounting your business. And that you can look stronger, accrual based, and since you get this great contract at the end of the year and it's $250,000, you can so get you a great bookkeeper that can help you with how you want your books set up. Managing finances, managing marketing. You have all of these overarching pieces in your business that needs attention. And when you first start, it's just you. You're wearing all of these hats. And when you start bringing people in, be comfortable with giving them the autonomy that they're going to need in some areas to just do the job. And you might bring in contractors, which they should be working autonomously as much as practical in terms of your goals and your objectives, but they're experts. They should know their jobs. W-2s, your employees, you're going to have to trust. So when you've been doing business for a long time and you've been doing a lot of things on your own, you know, sometimes it's hard for you to let those reins go. Let them go and build and be a great leader. Manage what you need to manage. Lead your people well. Make sure that you are achieving your goals and your objectives through your team. And as you continue to do this and add people to your team, grow the business slow and steady. Do the things that you don't want to do. Oh, I don't want to do the business plan. I don't want to do the business model. Does it really take all of this? Sure. It's not just you wanting to sell those great chocolate chunk cookies that you enjoy baking. There's a whole infrastructure that you need to think about and consider. So maybe those great chocolate chunk cookies will end up in markets, supermarkets all over the country, all over the world. Now you're a multi-billion dollar company. So build the infrastructure now. Don't have to be, you know, you don't want to have to backtrack and build things. Build your systems right now and adjust them and develop them over time. That's the making of great business owners, small business owners. Small businesses are the backbone of our country, the backbone of our community. And so managing the marketing. And let me just make it clear, no, they won't come because you put the website up. This is not Field of Dreams. If we build it, they will come. No, they won't. You have to tell them to come. Managing the marketing is essential to the business. It's like watering your grass, watering the flowers. So they grow and they look wonderful and beautiful. And so you want to market and you want to manage accordingly. And so I'll try to leave you with this story. So Steve Jobs was a genius marketeer. He said, I can't afford not to market. And so when he came out with the MP3 players, Sim Wong Ho from Creative Technology had the opposite idea. And Steve Jobs came into the market and wiped him out, just dwarfed him. They were number one in the country and lost it in the world and lost it to Steve Jobs because he valued marketing. I got to get out of here. So much more to talk to you about. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Connect with me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Be good to someone out there.